the kitchen. Here you are given a glimpse into the kitchen of an urban home from the 1920s. The central feature was the wood-heated kitchen stove, which also had a so-called heating chamber, a space where food could be warmed or kept hot. Among the other notable objects in this kitchen, you can see an Electrolux vacuum cleaner from the 1920s, a mincing machine, and a roller with a mangling board built by Wilder's father, used for ironing linen. Fire safety was considered extremely important in Wilder's time, which is why there was also a fire extinguisher in the writer's home. Eduard Wilder was already a conscious vegetarian and abstained from drinking alcohol. In general, he also avoided drinking coffee during the later years of his life, for health reasons. Wilder's sister, Augusta, lived in Gela, where she had a large fruit garden. She often brought fresh horticultural produce to her brother. Wilder was especially fond of strawberries, which his wife Linda often bought for him from the central market. There was also an underground cellar here in the kitchen, a place to keep vegetables and jellies. The kitchen cupboard against the back wall was originally Linda Wilder's bookcase. The museum acquired it after her death in 1966.